This is John Fisher for the Ultimate Practice Builder for New York Injury Lawyers. We're very fortunate today to have the nation's top webmaster for lawyers, Tom Foster of Foster Web Marketing, with us. And we're going to have some great information from Tom today, because I've been with him since 2008. And the one thing I can tell you that Tom does, unlike any other webmaster that I know, because I've sort of interviewed and sort of studied this subject, is that Tom will actually take the time to educate and teach lawyers how to do web marketing, not just to get on the first page of Google, but to get clients and make money from your website. So it's really unique, it's different, and you'll never hear anything like this from any other webmasters. Tom, thank you very much for being with us on the call today. I appreciate that very much. Can we start, Tom, with some of the basics here about websites for lawyers? Because every lawyer's got a website. Most of them have a brochure website, which is static. It's just got their name. It's got their professional accomplishments, their settlements. It's all about them. And the consumer sees that. And what I hear back from lawyers in my community who don't work with you is that, hey, I have a website. I spend a fortune with FindLaw. Every month they tell me to spend more money. I don't get any clients. I don't make any money. And it's been going on like this for years. And really, what would you tell somebody like that who's coming to you for the first time saying, look, websites don't work for lawyers. I'm not getting any business from mine. What can you do that's different from everyone else?
Well, first of all, well, thanks, John. First of all, what lawyers need to do is they have to identify their perfect client. What kind of clients do they want to bring in the door? You can't just have a complete shotgun approach to your marketing and want everybody. And the days of listing 36 practice areas on your web pages and all the things you do to try to catch everything are over. You need to be very specific, one, about the kind of client that you want, and then you need to write content to attract that client. And this is not vanity keywords like Virginia personal injury lawyer or New York personal injury lawyer or New York MedMal lawyer. All those vanity keywords, that's what all those big companies are trying to sell lawyers. And they've done it very successfully because that's all lawyers hear. I mean, John, I'm sure your email box gets full for page one for whatever keywords you want. It's really page one for the content that your perfect client is looking for. That's how you should focus. And so for those of you that are struggling with this, if you start writing content that is just genuine and you're not worried about, don't worry about keywords and stuffing keywords for search engines, but you're writing content that answers your client's questions, that is what it's all about. And I don't care what industry you're in, whether you're a lawyer or a doctor or whatever, that's what works. That's what works for us. That's what works for lawyers that are doing it. That's what works for John. If you focus on just keywords, you're going to be in the same bucket as the rest of them. And that's not a good place to be. You need to be very much guerrilla warfare oriented right now, and focus on writing content that your perfect client is looking for. So it's really like, John, for you, it's, you know, because you do medical malpractice in a specific, you know, with birth injuries, related to brain injuries and whatnot during birth. So when people ask about shoulder dystocia, you know, or cerebral palsy, I know that's one of your specialties, you have a ton of information that answers those questions, right?
Yeah, well, here's the thing, Tom. If I go on and start writing content about medical malpractice and wrongful death, I'm just competing with the masses at that point. But if I start writing about atrial fibrillation or athetoid cerebral palsy or kernicterus, stuff that the consumer doesn't know anything about, so the average lawyer would come back to me and say, well, that's a waste of time. We don't even know what those words mean. But if you have a child that has athetoid cerebral palsy, you're going to know those words intimately, and you're going to identify me as being the perfect lawyer for your case. And here's the shocking thing for everybody out there. You'd think that the website with all the people in the world is flooded with every topic and every subject that's imaginable, but the reality is it's not. So if you write about very narrow topics like kernicterus, things that, for example, esophageal dilation, stuff like this that most people haven't even heard of. It's amazing because people identify you as the go-to guy for this specific type of case. And that goes back to what you were saying, Tom, is finding out who your ideal client is and writing the content on your website that answers the questions that they have.
Yep. and it works. And so, you know, it, first you need to be able to update your website frequently with good content. Once again, don't worry about search engine optimization. Don't worry about keywords. Just write content for the people. And think about this. You've been asked questions over and over again throughout your years of lawyering, and you know the topics that people ask you. That should be fundamentally part of your website. So don't worry about keywords and all that kind of stuff. Google's got all that stuff figured out. They know where you are. They know where client, you know, your prospects are. They're going to marry you together by locality. Let Google do all that stuff. And that's really what's happened is in the last year with the Panda and the Penguin updates and you name it, there's Hummingbird, so many updates coming left and right. Google is just trying to provide a better user experience. And so if you are trying to write for SEO, you're going to lose. If you write for users and your consumers, you're going to win. And so that's exactly what you need to be doing is writing for your users. And, John, you said it. Most lawyers don't think about this. There's very few that understand the way to do it properly. And most of them are all about vanity. Most of them don't want to take the time to sit down and for a lot of men don't blame them, but at the very least they should have marketing people or assistants that can do it for them in the proper way.
Hey Tom, let me stop you. Let me stop you and raise a question, because some of the lawyers listening to this would say, all right, you're talking about adding new web pages with great content, but every time I call FindLaw, they'll say it's $2,000 for every web page or $1,000 for every web page that I want to add. So that's cost prohibitive. And so what is the solution to people with a webmaster like that? What can they do?
Get out of the contract as quickly as they can.
I mean,
we take a lot of FindLaw people. Thanks, John. We take a lot of FindLaw people over when they have failed web efforts. Some FindLaw people are very successful. It's all over the map. There's not one ingredient to success. There's hundreds of ingredients to success, depending upon your location, your practice areas, your tenure, your reviews, your local citations, your content, you name it. But to your point, you need to be able to access your web content. You need to be able to get your data. You need to be able to move at the speed of business and move at the speed of internet business, which is lightning fast. We've developed a product, John, that you know about, which is called DSS or Dynamic Self-Syndication, which is what I started building that when I was building websites for people because I wanted to create websites that worked well together. So I created a CMS or a content management system that allows our clients to update everything on their website, regardless, homepage, it doesn't matter. They're on their own. So as you know, John, you can pretty much do whatever you want, change whatever you want, add images, add video, frequently asked questions, library articles, practice areas, offers. We've got Google Analytics built into it, so it tells you if pages are bouncing, what needs to be done. And you said at the beginning of this call that, you know, we're about education. We do it differently. We're not about gouging people like I know some other companies are. We're not about vanity keywords, but we're really about teaching you how to do it right. For those of you that want to do it, we also provide services for those that don't want to do it for some higher-end clients. But like you're a do-it-yourself, John. So you've been doing it since 2008 on your own, and look what you've done. So, I mean, you're a perfect example of 80% of our clients do it on their own.
Right. One thing, Tom, I'll say that's absolutely that you knock it out of the park is if I want to add 10 web pages to my website right now, it's done at no cost. So you give me the tools. Now, if I didn't do anything with this website, if I just sort of let it sit there like most lawyers do, that website would do nothing for me. I'd get no clients, make no money from it. So really, the one thing that is completely different about you is that instead of using fancy internet jargon and sort of keeping the lawyers in the dark and saying you need to just spend more money, what you do and your whole group does, which is amazing, is you educate and teach lawyers how to do it for themselves. And that's unlike anybody else on the market today. So for that reason, you're the best webmaster in the country, in my view. And you know, one thing, Tom, is as a lawyer who doesn't do internet marketing, which is basically everyone listening to this call, they're like, look, I don't have time for this. How can I spend time adding content to my website? What would be your answer to them if they say, look, I'm busy trial lawyer. I don't have the time for this internet stuff. What's the answer?
get a marketing person or an assistant or a virtual marketing assistant, virtual marketing director. When I was first getting started, I didn't really have the time and the money to have somebody in-house, so I got a virtual marketing director, who's Connie Gray, who arranged this call, who's been with me ever since. We've grown exponentially since then, but that's really my advice, is to start there. If you're a busy guy and you're trying to do all this yourself, you have to think this. It's hard enough to be a lawyer, and you're going to try and learn an entire another industry, which is web marketing. And that is a industry that is changing at light speed constantly because of what Google's doing. There's no possible way that you can keep up with everything on your own. And that's why we do our best to educate people, like you say, John. And once you've got a system set up, if you've got help, sure, and they can add content and whatnot. But that's what I would recommend. We can provide those services for clients that can afford it. Sometimes you need to get an intern in there. It just really depends upon the level of the attorney. And you got to watch out, guys, because there are what we call marketing vultures. That's what Ben Glass calls everybody, that will come after you and will sell you because you don't know any better. That's why so many people come to your door and so many people send you emails. And, you know, over half of the top pay-per-click keywords in AdWords are lawyer-related. Lawyers have driven the cost up for pay-per-click over the years, and they continue to drive the cost up. And the reason why SEO cheaters exist is because lawyers demand for vanity keywords cheaply. So big part of the problem is you guys demanding stuff for cheap. That's like people demanding legal services for cheap. They're going to get what they pay for. So be very careful about who you work with and who do you choose to help you do your marketing, because ultimately it's your brand, and that's the thing that you have to protect the most, is your brand and your reputation on the line.
Right. And Tom, one little tip I'll give to people on this, listening to this call, is a great way to outsource content writing, if you don't do it with Foster Web Marketing or We Do Web Content, hire a law student from a local law school. If you go to the law review of your local law school, they're willing to do this stuff for $10 an hour. They'll crank out great content, and you'll have a team of people writing content for your website every single day. But the little catch here is, they can't do this with FindLaw. They can do this with Dynamic Self Syndication in Tom Foster's group, because you give the keys to the car away. And you say, look, guys, here's the keys. If you do with it as you choose, if you do nothing, you're just as good with FindLaw. But if you take us up on our education and you learn how to do this stuff, you'll knock it out of the park. And I know that because I've seen it. The one final thing I want to talk to you about, Tom, because I know your time is tight, is Ben Glass has what's called a call to action. And I know that you recommend a call to action on every website. First of all, can you explain to people unfamiliar with that concept what it is and why it should be on every web page of their website?
Sure, thanks. A call to action is an offer for something else. Well, the simplest call to action is call me for more information. You know, most lawyers, every one of them, free consultation as a call to action. That is overused, and there's nothing special about it. And so what Ben does, teaches lawyers, and what we can provide through DSS is a different kind of call to action. So let's say that they're just coming there to get information about something, but you have a book or an offer. It could be a white paper. It could be a report, anything that's other than free consultation. Most lawyers expect, oh, my God, people to come to their website and say, oh, you're so handsome and I love the scales of justice on your web pages that I must hire you now. And that is not it. It is a totally different game. As everybody knows, there's a giant competition out there. Your job is to get people off the internet as soon as possible and listening to you. So the call to action on every page should be relevant to an offer. So if they're on a cerebral palsy page, there should be like six, you know, maybe a white paper, a book about the six steps that you can talk to a lawyer about to make your cerebral palsy case go better. You know, and I'm just coming up with words, but that's really, you always want to tell them to do something, and you want to make that as easy as possible. And there's way more nuance to it. You know, once you get them contacting you, you want to make sure there's a variety of ways that they can do it and that you're responding to them through back-end campaigns. And that's where much complexity comes in, and that's a little bit more advanced, I think, at this point.
No problem, Tom. Hey, that's it for today. I just want to give you my thanks for all of your work. You have done sensational work for me, and I know that right now I would not have a penny from internet marketing without you and your team, the way that you've taught and educated me. And I can tell you, if somebody wants the opportunity to start making money and getting clients from internet marketing, it all begins with you, in my view. And I basically tested out every webmaster that there is from the West Coast to the East Coast, and in my view, you're clearly the best. Now, if somebody wants to talk to you to find out what you can do for them, how would they go about that?
Well, they could go to fosterwebmarketing.com and get an audit done. That's probably the best thing that they can get started. We're kind of like the doctor's office now because, you know, there's not a lot of virgins out there without a website. We don't know where you've been. And so you go to the doctor's office, you fill out a form that says I got this or I'm clear, whatever, and we can do an audit and tell you what it would take if you're in a hole, what it would take to get out of it. We just don't take anybody in. So it's a very we're not a volume business. So that's probably the best way. Just go to www.fosterwebmarketing.com or shoot me an email, tom@fosterwebmarketing.com, if you have any questions about it. We're everywhere, so you can do a search for me or the name and find us and see what people say about us. John, thank you very, very much for your time and for your loyalty to us. And we're here for you, man. You know, you've got any questions about how to do it better, you know, we're always here. And one last
Absolutely.
Thing,
yeah.
call to action. We have an academy, and John, you went to the other one.
Yes.
We have another one this year that is probably going to be, it's at least 2 days, but maybe we'll go to 3 days with some bonus video stuff. We're putting it together, but it's going to be April 11th and 12th here in Fairfax. So I will send you news about that as soon as we got it nailed down for you to tell your people. But that's where we teach people how to do it.
Absolutely. Hey, Tom, thank you for your time. I just want to add to that. The first Foster Web Academy was a three-day event in Fairfax, Virginia. I attended. It was a very exclusive group of people who work with Tom. Do you open up this academy to people who are not your clients?
This is not going to be for outside of clients. This is just for clients, John. We might do one outside of clients, but this first one is for not.
Great. Well, I attended the first academy, and I can tell you it was one of the best seminars or events I ever went to because it wasn't just listening to speeches. It was hands-on training in your product and how to do internet marketing, one of the best three-day events I ever attended. So thank you, Tom. I appreciate your time very much.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay.
Take care.
Take care.
Thanks, John.
All right. Bye-bye.